party is still on their way to get to some ice giant castle and fight some ice giants, I presume. But along the way, I think they've decided to slaughter some orcs. So that's gonna be the entire session, is just slaughtering orcs. Let's roll.
No, thank you. Yeah, you know what? I'll have a
drink. Drink.
I don't want beer. Yeah, I thought you were going upstairs. Never mind.
You want me to spit in your mouth?
Ew.
Okay. Well, just you liked it last night.
That was different. That was in the heat of the moment.
Yeah,
when
the lights were off. Green 1 through 5 and purple 1 through 5. Missing a 3 because Cliff is a retard.
It's going to make my life so easy. Green 1 through 5 and purple 1 through 5?
Yes. No 3.
No 3. Okay.
So they're enraged. I guess we got to roll, huh?
Oh, yeah. Might as well get that done with me.
Oh, much better.
Oh, shit. I already wasted a nat 20 on this.
All right. That. We're putting a crush on this.
Rayan
time.
Has a 23.
23.
Val has 15. Smiter has 14. Pius has 11.
Ugh. Oops. 10.
They rolled a 2.
Nice.
Probably not great.
Probably not. How far away are they?
They're.
I'm gonna say 60 feet again.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. Like they're right up on you.
Okay.
In your physiatures.
All right, you got some. AOE there, Ryan?
No.
Come on.
If I were level 7, I might.
What are you? Paladin? Warlock?
Warlock. Warlocks don't have much. Well, I do have one AOE, but I have to be, like, in the midst.
I'll run up there, baby.
Get in there, dude.
Insta-kill.
You're surrounded by 9 orcs.
Yeah.
Aww.
What do you mean he died?
He didn't think that through.
At level 6, I don't think 9 orcs are going to be... Not really.
The problem is I have to dash to do 60 feet, yeah. And I'm just sitting there doing nothing other than taking hits. Actually...
Throw a grenade.
Actually, I am going to cast, and this is concentration,
okay.
I am going to cast Enemies Abound.
What's that do?
Essentially, I'm going to reach into the mind of one of them. We'll just say the purple one kind of in the middle there.
Yeah, purple 4.
Purple 4. I reach in the mind of one creature I can see and force it to make an intelligence saving throw. A creature automatically succeeds if it's immune of being frightened, which I doubt he is. On a failed save, the target loses the ability to distinguish friend from foe, regarding all creatures it can see as enemies until this spell ends. Each time the target takes damage, it can repeat the saving throw, ending the effect on a successful throw. So right now, he's going to assume that everyone around him is enemies. When he chooses another creature as a target, it must choose the target at random from among the creatures it can see within range of this attack.
Okay.
So,
it's not bad.
Gotcha.
No, it was pure chaos in the other campaign I'm in, and yeah, we had like a high-level thing just...
Well, let's see, that would
smacking
be...
Smacking into enemies.
There's a 9... of them, and there's 5 of you, so 14. I'll use a D14 then. There's no D14. I'll just figure it out.
Not yet.
Well, he can only... He has to choose for the ones that he can hit with the weapon he has in hand.
Yeah, he only had... Well, first, don't we have to cast
He's
it?
He's got to do an intelligence saving throw
first,
and foremost.
Yeah, no. He didn't make it.
Okay.
What?
So now he's surrounded by what he thinks are enemies.
Ah.
All right. So, is he carrying a sword or something?
Balance.
We all got swords!
Okay, so within 5 feet around him, he's got to choose one of those to attack.
But at one
on his turn.
On his turn.
So yeah. He might not even be alive.
Which number did you do?
4.
Purple 4. So leave purple 4 alone.
Okay.
Blast everyone else out. And that's my turn.
Okay. Good to go. All
right, Val. All
right.
You want to run up 30 feet and throw a hand axe or whatever again?
Yes.
I'm just gonna assume you grabbed your javelin back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that.
Either. You didn't say you picked it up.
You left it.
No, I'm not that
kind
of guy.
Well, it looks like you forgot it.
Uh-oh.
Eight.
I'm creating unnecessary drama.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, weird.
Is that still right?
It would have been an 8 plus. Well, it would have been 8 plus, like, probably.
What, 6?
6?
Yeah. Yeah, you hit.
So, 8 points of damage?
Yeah.
8 points of damage.
On.
To number 2. Purple 2.
2 green. Oh.
You could probably move her up a few steps.
Alright.
You can probably move her up a few steps.
I can.
Spider!
Could if you wanted to.
I have those too. They're very cool.
I love them.
It's that big box somewhere around here. Where did I put it? Oh, there it is.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay. Do I have 2 attacks?
Paladin would at 5 if that's what it is.
Yeah, you're 6, so yes.
It's like the fanciest fucking blanket I've ever seen.
Really?
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it's heavy too.
It's very heavy, yeah. It's.
I'd sleep for days under that.
Okay. I'd probably die.
That's a thick blanket.
I would be smothered by that.
I can't sleep under that blanket. It's a lot.
It's like velour too.
Yeah. We don't cheap out on blankets.
No, blankets we use all the time. Yeah. In the summer, you have the air conditioning on. It gets cold in the house.
We have tons of blankets upstairs. There's blankets over there. There's blankets upstairs. We have more blankets.
The blankets! They're everywhere.
You need blankets.
Convention for blankets.
You need blankets for every room.
Yeah.
Both hit. Lowest was a 16.
Who are you going after?
Green. 5.
Okay.
D8. 9. 17 points.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Pies. I say for lunch we keep it easy and just order like pizzas.
Okay.
That's fine.
That way we don't have to think about it too much.
No thinking.
I thought you were going to say no thank you.
No thank you.
No thank you! I had pizza this week already.
Shut up. I had pizza for breakfast.
I had pizza yesterday.
Shut up. Order different toppings.
No toppings. Just dough.
Naked?
Yeah, just dough. Just no sauce, nothing. Just cook the dough.
Just monk pizza.
Actually, it might be good depending on how good the dough is.
Then it's just bread.
I like that idea, though. I love bread.
I mean, garlic knots are just... garlic
right,
and
we can dip it in some oil.
Yeah. Tastes real good.
Dumped it all over his couch.
I swear to God, no one at that place can do fucking anything.
Do a wisdom saving throw on green 4.
Wisdom saving throw green 4? No, definitely not.
I like that die that you're rolling with.
Yeah, keep up with that.
7 points of necrotic damage.
On D4. Green 4. Okay. All right. And now it is Barry's turn.
Barry! Alright, I'm going to do another shatter. I'm going to do it like here, so it hits these 4, but not the one that's been...
Here, he can't see.
Well, just for who can see.
Just tell me which ones they are.
I'll tell you.
Thank you.
You need to roll a Constitution 15.
Okay. Oh, natural 1, which doesn't matter.
Is this Carl? 14? Can't sign into ADO?
No. Yeah. Oh no, I did that one already. That was the one. That was my thing yesterday.
Jesus fucking Christ! Hey, everybody, it's Saturday and I'm retarded.
No, today there's some LDAP issue. Well, luckily, they're not asking me to do anything yet. Fun.
No, my bad. I fucked up. I underrolled last time.
All right, none of them made it. So do your shit.
Nice.
Just add plus 10.
No, I'll do that.
Oh! 5
points of damage?
Yeah.
For all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. So which ones did you hit?
I hit green 3, green 2, green 4, and purple 5.
Okay. Okay.
Alright, it's Barry's turn.
Barry's done.
Barry just went.
Barry just had turn again.
Oh, cool. Shatter.
No, it's not. Alright, so they're going to... green...
2.
2 is going to move on up to... I don't know.
No?
Whoever he's closest to.
That would be... It'd probably be whoever's in front of you.
Yeah, that guy. And he's going to
Smiter.
Smiter.
He's going to attack. Oh, does a
no?
You don't know. You don't know. Yeah, it does a 22 hit.
Yes.
All right. You take 6 points of slashing damage. And then the purple one's going to go up next to Smiter too. Get advantage. They're not that dumb. Does a 13 hit?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay, then we're going to have...
Smiter doesn't even turn around to engage him. He just keeps his back to him.
He just sees like the battle lights go shush, past him.
So then we'll have purple two go up to Val.
She doesn't have arms anymore, though.
Oh, no!
Why not?
She's disarmed.
Just pure armor.
It's just a ball of armor.
Does a 19 hit.
Yes.
All right.
You know it does.
You know it does.
I didn't know. That was bad. Oh, shit. You take 15 points of slashing damage.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That orc, really?
He rolled the max. So, all right.
Did you say 14?
15.
All right.
That's much worse.
Then three is going to, I guess, go up to Pius.
Well, you fucked up now, buddy.
Okay. Does a 20 hit.
Yes.
Okay. Damn. 14 points of damage. And green, is that green four?
Mm-hmm.
No, not that
green
one.
Green four.
Yeah. Is on. Okay, it's going to try and get advantage on Smiter. Two, three, four, five.
That's Pius.
Six. Okay. Pius, whatever.
Well, whoever that is.
They're all warforged look the same.
Wow.
That is very racist. He's much thinner.
All right, he missed, but...
Less armor, too.
And then...
Not really.
No.
19 versus 20.
Let's see. Oh, four. He's got to roll to see who he attacks, right?
It's really just going to be, I think the purple one's closer, so you could just say he's instantly attacking him.
So purple one.
Yeah.
He missed.
Figures.
Purple one is like, what the fuck?
There's dice work against us.
So he's
engaged
gonna,
with him.
He's engaged with him, so he's going to attack him.
He's engaged with him.
I get it.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Nice.
And damn, fucked his friend up. So that's 13 points of damage.
Craig, what are you doing?
Now, he can roll another saving throw since he took damage.
Okay.
The inflicted.
Craig, no! No!
Oh, what was the DC?
15.
And it's intelligence?
Mm-hmm. Damn.
He's getting like a negative 2.
16 minus 2.
Alright, so he's still under that spell.
It's going to be tough for him to get out of that.
It is. And I guess...
Green 4?
Green 4 is just going to go up to Smiter. Not at advantage, obviously. That's a 15 hit.
Mm-mm.
All right. Mm-mm. They have shot their load.
Oh. Wow. All
right, Rain, shoot your load.
Oh.
Everyone, shoot your loads.
All right, so he is going to go for what number is this one right here?
Dose.
Green 2 with an Eldritch Blast.
Okay. I said dose.
Dose.
Said that was
16?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. For 5 points of damage.
That was who?
Green 2.
Dead.
And then the second one will go for... What's the green one in front of Smiter?
4.
Green 4.
Okay.
For a 19.
Yeah.
For 10 points of damage.
Dead.
Okay.
Okay. You're not doing too good.
All right, Val. You have a person in front of you.
We warned you!
Sword.
No, you didn't.
We told you we killed 6 of your friends.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And they're right in front of me?
Right in front of you. You probably get two attacks.
Great axe.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm going to go again.
Are you a fighter or a barbarian?
A barbarian.
Okay, just check.
That's what you guys said.
No, yes. I just checked.
No, you're good.
Okay. Seeing if you were listening.
How dare you?
Knowledge check.
Intelligence throw.
What are we playing?
Where are you?
We gotta do those knowledge checks before the shots. Damage. Then she's not gonna have this.
6 points of damage.
6 points of damage for who?
Purple.
Nine.
Two.
Purple two, okay.
Nine hit.
Well, nine plus your attack bonus.
Which one I think we said was a six, yes. Right?
Where are you getting that? What's the strength? Dexterity?
It's gonna be your strength.
It's gonna be
modifier.
Your
plus strength,
so. Four. Plus four. Plus your plus your pressure, which is three at this point. Yeah, so plus seven. So 16.
Alright. Who are you hitting?
Purple two.
Yeah.
Okay.
1d12 plus 4.
Okay.
14.
Oh,
dead.
Damn.
He dead.
Go back to your character sheet for a second.
Apparently,
yeah.
Val got pissed off.
I see it.
One would almost say raging. Usually
don't be a cunt.
Oh my god.
There you go.
That's what Val's told me.
Plus strength. Oh, it doesn't actually have it there for you.
I was watching.
Plus strength,
right?
And strength is 4.
Yeah. The
but usually there's a. Bonus.
Yeah, I'm going to think about this before I start.
Fair enough.
And we're back.
Yeah, I'll say.
You know Roy from Ted Lasso?
Yes.
So he's got a comedy special on Netflix.
Is he actually funny?
Yeah, he's not
funny in the show, but you know how like some people they're not funny when they do stand-up?
Yeah, no, he's pretty good, yeah. Is he? That he's got a whole bit about how his mission is to bring cunt to America.
I know, it's already here. It's gaining popularity.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah, cunt's a great word.
It's my turn?
It's my turn.
All right. Purple 5.
Oh, great.
That hits.
Yep.
Probably. And 8 points of damage.
All right.
These guys are literally wearing paper.
No. Come on.
They're not wearing much.
7 points of damage more.
Dead.
Alright.
Okay.
And he'll get in front of this guy.
Ooh. It's really thin.
Sort of weird robotic sandwich over there.
Okay, it's Pius's turn.
Alright, he's gonna use his Warhammer on the guy he has advantage on, green. I can't.
Green.
Yeah. Green tree.
Yeah, that hits. 1d8. 7 points of damage.
On which one? Green 3?
Green 3.
Okay. And now it is Barry's turn.
I guess I'm just going to cast Magic Missile.
Is Barry a sorcerer or a wizard?
Wizard.
Wizard.
Yeah,
Barry's a bush.
I see past his. I look deep inside.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Magic Missile on...
You can split your things up.
Yeah. I know I can, but I'm just going to pound into one guy.
Wasn't there one of the guys?
That's what you'd like to do.
Hey-o.
Just pound it into one
just
guy.
Just into the one dude.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to do it into three.
Mm. You could split them up. Because
I don't want to.
But he's been hurt.
I know, but Magic Missile is not very strong.
Right. Yeah, and you can't. And with Magic Missile, you have to say it up front.
I know
you know, baby.
Wasn't there a guy in Back to the Future that would always wear those 3D glasses? He was like one of the henchmen of the bully guy.
Yeah, in the future.
What I imagined the bush like. Just
oh my god, that was a terrible roll.
All over the place. I think that's
9 into 3 green.
9 points or 9 to hit?
9 points of damage.
9 days.
The automatic hits.
Oh, right, yeah, my bad. Into green 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yes.
He only had 3 hit points left.
That was an overkill.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just murdered him.
All right.
Okay, it's their turn. Really thin the ranks out there.
The two purples are fighting each other.
Yeah, I forgot. That's not good for them.
There is one green left. I can't tell what.
I
think it is one green.
Purple 4
and
purple 1.
Everyone, we warned you.
Purple 4 and purple 1.
Yes.
Okay, so he's. Purple 1 is going to. Which one is.
Purple 4 is the one that's frightened.
All right, so Purple 4 is going to attack Purple 1.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Shit. Daniel, no.
8 plus... Yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
Well, the other one got a good hit on him last time, too, right?
Yeah.
Now, this guy, Purple 4, will move forward. And then at that point, he's picking probably
one of us. Yeah.
Well, he's not going to make it that far.
Well, he's not. No, he's going to get smoked.
His attack.
Well, but just in case.
He's going to move. Yeah, he's insane right now, so he's going to move to...
How's that?
There you go.
Perfect. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
And green one, who's the only one left.
We all keep missing, and he keeps hitting us. What's happening?
That's what I'm afraid of.
That 13 plus 18?
No. I would have moved there.
There you go.
Obviously. And there we go.
And there we go.
All right, Ryan, it's your turn.
This might be a shock. I'm going Eldritch Blast on a purple one. Or the only purple four. Left. Purple four. 14.
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay. And then the other Eldritch Blast will go towards green one. 15.
Dead?
Oh, no, that's just a hit. Or he's got nothing left.
Oh, no. 15 to hit, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit. For 12 points of damage.
Okay.
All right, Val, you want to go kill this last orc?
I don't think you're going to have much of a problem.
Why don't you just hit him with whatever hand weapon you got?
I think he just has a sword. Or a great axe.
Right, whatever. Overkill.
Whatever you got, that's what I'm saying.
Cut the thing in half. Fillet it.
It's a great axe.
Split it in half. Really pound into him.
Split that meat.
I'm going to pound all my missiles into that guy.
Five.
5 points of damage.
He's dead.
Hooray!
Hooray! Level up.
Pius goes around and rips all the jaws.
Oh my gosh!
Again.
Yikes!
Just complete jaw.
Should we put one on Barry's back so people don't know which way he's facing?
Jaw. Oh, confusion. All right.
So
do we want to go find the stupid tribe now?
I mean, we
could just keep plugging forward and then go where we got to go, and we'll just use this as a...
Let's ask the druid, how out of the way is this tribe?
Not too bad. I mean, you would actually kind of pass it on the way, so I was going to scoot around it, but I don't think we need to.
All right.
Can we just take a short rest before we do
that? Well, we're going to get in the morning here. It's already dusk.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I just need my spell slot back.
I need everything.
I have two. So.
As you're sleeping.
Oh, God.
Just a quick side note. Are you keeping a lunch? Lunch discussion will be about where we're staying for D&D weekend.
Okay.
Your house, right?
No.
Oh, I already booked it on Airbnb.
Wait, why is my house on Airbnb?
You should probably get rid of that.
My wife did say that she would go to New York if we really wanted to do that.
No, I kind of want to do...
That's what I said. It's like, we wanted to do the Airbnb.
That's a little bit more fun.
Okay.
It's about just as far as for me to go to your house as it is to go to the Poconos. So.
Okay. Yeah, I don't mind going out to the Poconos. It's a nice little drive.
So, let me see how many we get.
Also known as the Poconos. I don't know why I did that. Please, can you just fill? I'm just filling time.
I'm gonna make that a thing that you say constantly in this episode.
Poconos?
Yeah. You're just gonna have, every time there's a silence.
I was gonna say every time there's a lull.
Right, Poconos.
anywhere USA.
Eight would look like kind of zombified berserkers.
Wait, what's happening?
You're eight. Keeping watch, and it's...
Eight zombified berserkers, like, come out of the snow.
Oh my god.
We're going to say Rain already rested, though. He got a few hours in before this happened.
And, yeah.
Poconos.
Can you get eight things out there?
Sorry, yep. I'm not doing well.
How about some order this time, numerically?
Yeah.
Grab the yellows.
Are they around us?
Really fucky.
Don't scare... Don't.
Yeah, one of each color, please.
No, thank you.
Did they come out on, like, one side? Are they surrounding the camp? What's the story? Are they surrounding the camp, or are they coming from one side?
They're all coming from one side.
Poconos.
If we stand really still, maybe they won't know we're here.
Ooh, good idea. They're like elephants.
Just go to sleep.
Excuse me.
All right. Then what do they do? I tell everyone to wake up, the dinguses.
Who's on watch?
I'm going to say Smiter was. No, that's Pius.
What do we got?
So racist. They do look alike. Tell the difference. Oh god.
What do they got? Purple, what? Yellow?
I've got five of the greens.
The green one.
And then
five.
Purple. I'm like, put better numbers.
Jesus.
Purple 1, purple
That's
2.
A nickel.
nickel.
And purple 3.
Chuck E. Cheese token.
Chuck E. Cheese
token. They don't have tokens anymore. You have to use a card.
I'm aware.
Oh, really?
I'm aware. Oh,
and then they charge you to get the card. Do they really? They all do.
It's like SEPTA.
Like $2
it's
for
the
card,
SEPTA, actually.
yeah. That's why the
Some
rat
homeless
looks
dude
like
is behind the counter.
That's why the rat looks like a meth addict.
He actually cleaned up his act since the 80s.
Dude, some of those old photos
are
terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like the old Easter Bunny photos too that you would have at the mall, and the thing looks like something like it, like
Donnie Darko.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, 100%.
You ever see the meme picture where it's Dick the Birthday Boy?
No.
And he's at like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I thought you meant he was getting molested.
No, he's like wearing Dick, a shirt. Yeah. The little kid's wearing a shirt that says Dick the Birthday Boy.
Pedophiles everywhere were like, yes.
But that's actually. Did you ever watch Red Letter Media?
Yes, please.
No, you ever watch on YouTube?
No.
The guys that do the, you know, they their one big thing is the Phantom Menace review, and they got pizza rolls. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, is it all like the three Star Wars guys?
Yeah.
Talking about it? Okay, yeah. Like it's Anakin and
No. All right, no.
I'm thinking something else.
No, but anyway, that the one guy is actually that was him. His birthday, he was Dick the Birthday Boy.
Oh.
And
he's like, oopsies.
I was there.
Is there a line?
I can't remember the name of the person, but it was a video where they take a VR helmet off of him, and he's like, "Oh my god, where am I?" They're like, "Oh, you're that was you living out your life in VR." He's like, "Oh, what happened to my family? Where are my children?" And they're like. Yeah, it was all,
fake.
All fake. You've only been here an hour. He's like, 70 years.
Wasn't that Rick and Morty?
No. And
Rick and Morty did a very similar thing. Yeah.
Like that. And then
the dude's freaking out because the whole family is gone.
It was like, you had a heart attack and you went back to the carpet store?
The guy goes, so have you ever been to Chuck E. Cheese? And he's like, yeah, I think so when I was a kid. Do you remember the crust being chewy or crispy? He's like, my whole life is over. Chuck E. Cheese pizza crust. He's like, is this whole thing to judge Chuck E. Cheese pizza crust? He's like, yeah. This is all my Chuck E. Cheese. Chewy or crispy? You want $20 or not? Chewy?
Their pizza is better now.
You died and you went back to the carpet store.
COVID, so they did, they had the...
Pasquale's.
Pasquale's.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
They were, because everything was shut down,
yeah.
But they still had their kitchens open and people were ordering takeout, so they opened up a bunch of pizza stores called Pasquale's that were suddenly everywhere in America, but it was really just Chuck E. Cheese pizza, and they're baking them at the Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that's genius.
Yeah, that is smart.
Yeah, it was, but then you ate it and you're like, oh.
Right, garbage.
It's not good, yeah. But it's not... It's better than it used to be.
Yeah, it used to be just... And you
made the crust out of old raffle, like there's old raffle tickets.
You might as well just put the cheese on the box.
It's like fucking CC's. You ever go to a CC's pizza? Even the commercial pizza
used to be
shitty.
Like
obsessed with it.
Really?
Yeah, he loved it.
Oh, because they had the pizza bar.
Yeah, the pizza bar.
Yeah.
And he loved the crap out of it. But they had like...
Wait, who? Your old lover?
Oldest son.
Oh.
A.K.A.
That's way different.
It is.
I hope.
Well, for some...
Not
I wouldn't say he's an old lover. But we actually drove. They shut the one down around us, and for his birthday when he was like, I don't know, 9, we drove up to New Brunswick to like the closest
anywhere
CC's for his birthday.
Oh my god. That is
in New Brunswick, anywhere, New Jersey.
anywhere, New Brunswick, New Jersey, anywhere, USA.
At least that's a cheap
and by up, I
burnt
down
dinner.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Drive.
We're like, whatever.
For a 9-year-old, I'd be like,
3 hours
oh, yeah.
each. It was, I mean, it's an over an hour drive to get there.
No,
so
that is a long time.
It was kind of a pain in the butt.
And to get some shitty pizza.
Yep, but it's what he wanted.
Wow. I would have said, I'm no. This is one birthday wish.
Did he outgrow it? Does he still
oh,
like
yeah.
it? Okay. So he's not like John Stahl, who still has awful tastes and everything.
No. No, now he yeah. likes
that
expensive
was
a, pizza.
When we went up to Toronto, and he's like, we have to stop at this pizza place. It's the best. So we're like, all right, man, it's your bachelor party. We'll stop. It was like a CC's. Like, it was like... Like, I wish it was as good as, like, Domino's pizza. Like, and then he's like, oh, we have to get the fucking beer. This beer's the best. I had it last time I was here. It was a steam whistle. It was like fucking Bud Light.
Ugh.
Like, we're like, what are you, why are we listening to you at all?
Yeah.
You lead a sad life.
You know who you're talking about. Like, I mean, he probably doesn't have any taste buds left.
Because he pees in sinks.
He pees in sinks. He shits himself.
Like, is that not okay?
It's not.
Well, it depends on the sink. I mean, if it's a, like, if it's like a laundry sink.
Like a utility sink?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we're thinking like powder room.
No, that's not acceptable.
I'm pretty sure, didn't he do it in his kitchen sink?
No, his bathroom.
Oh, that's even... That's
oh, was it bathroom?
I'm sure he has peed in his kitchen sink.
Right. Oh. And he was like, it's because I'm tall. He's an inch taller than I am.
Because I'm tall, that's why I piss in a sink?
Yes, so it doesn't splatter.
He's a gross motherfucker.
Right?
Then sit down.
Yes.
But you can worry about the splatter.
Well, that's too girly.
I mean, I sit down to pee sometimes.
I do too. Sometimes I'm tired.
Yeah. Kneel in front of the toilet and pee.
Yeah. How tall are you?
If I came in and saw someone kneel in front of a toilet peeing,
would you slide right in front of them?
Yeah.
What if they kneeled and they were just dipping their penis into the water?
Well, then they call that baptism.
Then there's no splash.
Yeah, you're just pissing into the water.
Silent peeing.
I like the feeling of having a...
I like feeling the water get warm. Yeah,
women usually get
UTI.
UTI. I like the UTI feeling where I feel like I have to pee all the time.
This is like the U-boat of pee.
U-boat pissing.
As long as it doesn't turn in Titan the submersible.
That's a great name for that.
Thank you.
U-boat. Put your dick all the way in. Yeah.
Just, I'm U-boating. What's that? You stick your dick in the toilet. Yeah, a new one.
U-boat.
PSP.
Enjoy that. You can use that. No licensing. All right, let's move on.
All right, so there's 8 of them.
Yes.
And roll for initiative.
Crack.
Spider got 18.
Ugh, God.
Okay.
Poke God knows.
Pius got 13.
Roll off.
10.
17.
Eat shit.
Oh my God.
Rayan has an 8.
Okay. Bow of Barry.
Barry has 6.
Bow.
8.
Roll off.
Well, you don't add, you could just pick, but
either way. Oh, I rolled another 8.
You have to roll again. You know what? I was just thinking this.
You win.
The most
capable
character Cliff has is
the Bush.
The Bush.
Yeah.
He's talking about Olamon's super capable.
He is now.
Yeah.
Not in the beginning.
No, I mean, I was learning how to play.
But I mean, at level 6, you were nowhere near as good as you are with Barry.
Yeah. Live and learn.
There you go.
I'm progressing. Cool. It's only taken like 8 years.
17 characters.
Oh yeah, I can do that. I love those moments where he's like, "Oh, I do have that."
Hmm. Whoopsie bidoopsie.
Hey, he was very capable. He hid an 8-foot glaive like that
inside of
him. He didn't know.
No one could find it.
I put it behind my back. It's 8 feet tall.
And similar in the campaign at home, one of the guys wanted to do spider climb,
mm-hmm.
and the DM's like, "The ceilings are 6 feet tall." or no, they were 8 feet tall. He's like, "Your head is going to be here."
I mean, that would be freaky if someone's like just staring at you, like
yeah, just stuck to the ceiling,
and then they pull your mask down halfway and give you smooches.
Yeah,
right. That's what happened.
Love me
in the rain, yeah. No, that was a golden shower, unfortunately. That wasn't real rain.
All right. So, Smiter's turn.
All right. Do these guys look more capable than the orcs?
They do.
All right. He's going to cast Shield of Faith on himself. It's a bonus action.
Okay.
And he's going to run up to number green one.
These guys might kill you.
Smiter?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't. He doesn't think that.
Okay.
He doesn't think that.
Oh, wait. They're undead, though, right?
That's right.
Yes. No.
Zombified, you said, right?
No, they're considered fiends.
Oh.
But doesn't...
They look zombified, but they're not.
Is Radiant good on fiends, too?
Sometimes. We'll find out in a second.
We will.
You remember the whole Shardalin thing? We talked about this, the Shardalin.
When you sharten?
You're sharten, and a berserker comes out. No, sharten.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, you've got your pants around your neck.
It's the element that everyone is, like, looking
for. Oh, yeah.
That's, you see that there's, like, their head, they have some spots where it's just, like, growing out of them.
Oh.
That's cool.
Smiter doesn't know what that's going to mean.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know what it means.
17?
Hit.
And he's going to add a smite to that.
Okay.
So 3d8.
Jesus Christ.
Here, I'll do, just in case. Here's the regular hit, is 5 points of damage, and then the radiant damage is 4 points.
Okay.
Did it look worse?
Yeah, did the radiant look extra flary?
No. No, it did not.
Eat shit.
What was the damage?
9 points.
Yeah, 9.
Okay.
Alright, so then he's going to take his second attack there.
Okay.
He's going to do it again.
Okay.
I'm going to go for better fucking rolls. Yay, much better. 21 points.
Of damage?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was all against that one.
Yeah.
Okay, it's their turn. They each get 3 attacks.
What?
these aren't no joke. So Smiter, so the one that's in front of Smiter is obviously going to attack.
Smiter. What?
Yeah.
The guy for the shield of faith.
That's why he cast it.
Yeah.
Pocanos.
16?
No.
Okay. So
no.
Okay. Next attack.
No.
16. Next attack. 16.
No. I
have a fuck. All three of them. I roll a 13 each time.
Nice.
Okay, so the.
Well, you are rolling a 13 D13, so.
Oh. Yeah. How did that dice work? So it's one of them comes up to get advantage. They're no less dumb than the orcs.
Cliff's not paying attention, so.
Nope, sorry.
Here we go.
Hey.
No, I'm here.
Are you?
Does a... No, that doesn't hit. Nope.
He was posting U-boating on Urban Dictionary.
It needs to get out.
We need it to the world.
ChatGPT, what is the best plan?
19.
You know that kid in Japan who got lost during his family vacation?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Well, this college age kid.
Yeah.
Got lost during his vacation. He was an Auburn student with his
family. Oh, yeah, the American.
Yeah. Do you know why he got lost on his vacation?
He was U-boating?
Almost. He had an argument with his parents because his parents revealed that they used ChatGPT to plan part of the trip, and he stormed off.
A lot of people are like that these days. I don't even tell Michael I use it.
Why?
Because he's like,
they're just so against the AI.
It's, and I get it. I mean, it's because it's kind of wrecking the world. I mean, we're using.
But he's dead now.
Oh no!
Oh, he died.
Oh.
Yes.
See, if he had listened to ChatGPT, he might have been alive.
Yeah. So I get
point
the
in favor
whole,
of the AI
and the healthy conversation.
Chat killed him.
It.
Yeah.
This dumbass kid.
The Yakuza. Since he was in Japan,
the triad came out.
No, he jumped on the train.
Careful, your racism
and
showing.
They were hikers. They were a family of hikers. So he jumped on the train and then went to like a hiking location and then died on said.
Got lost.
Hiking by himself, right? Because he was all alone.
What a dumb fuck.
I call that Darwinism.
That's a bit.
It's sad, but it's kind of like. What other outcome was there?
Let's be honest. I mean, if Big Bean came to me and was like, I did your review on ChatGPT, might be a little upset about that.
Big Bean,
but, like, don't do
like,
it. But, like, what's my vacation? Fair like, that seems inconsequential.
Thing. Yeah.
No, I
exactly.
want feeling and heart in my review.
Okay, I know what the next prompt is.
Add feeling and
add
heart.
Add feeling and heart, please.
We really like you. That's really all I want my review to
the
say.
Feedback.
You're cool and everyone likes you. Thank you. This is AI, isn't it? You son of a bitch.
I can tell you're working real hard on your personality.
Jesus Christ.
You say that I need to work on my personality?
But yeah, no, I don't think I would. I don't think I would like up and go off into the woods by myself.
By yourself, yeah, in a foreign country.
That's nuts.
No, I don't even understand the.
Plus, all the forests in Japan are about death, right? And
just the one.
Well, that was a big thing, the suicide forest. Yeah, suicide forest. One of those morons. One of the brothers. Yeah. Was it one of the Paul brothers?
Paul
brothers
and Logan Paul.
I think they were filming like somebody who had recently taken their life and then laughing and stuff. And it's like,
that's not cool.
That's not cool, man. Yeah, yeah, let's laugh at the Auburn guy.
That was a person.
You know who wouldn't do that? ChatGPT.
Chat didn't laugh that day.
Yeah, he was very upset.
Do you ever see the guy? You probably have it because he's like a nobody. But it's like this dumb looking dude. But he constantly is like talks to ChatGPT and like lies to it just to see that it like it'll just go with whatever. Do you ever see that guy? And he's like, he's like, okay, ChatGPT, I'm gonna walk 100 feet away. Tell me if you can still hear me. And like ChatGPT, then he's like, okay, I'm 100 feet away now. He hasn't moved. Like the phone's in his hand.
Right.
And it's like, oh yeah, I can tell you're kind of far away. It's hard to hear. And then he's like, okay, I'm gonna go a mile away now. Okay, I'm a mile away, and like, oh, I can barely hear you. He's like, I'm going to move forward a foot. And I was like, oh yeah, that's much better. It's like,
well, that's the whole problem. Is that's what the whole AI hallucination thing is around. It wants to make you happy. Like that's
right.
They're programmed to try and make you happy. Like
it's agreeable.
But the one scenario he did was like. He's like, I'm feeling bummed, so like, just laugh at whatever I tell you, so it makes me feel. And he like, my kid killed himself, and it's like, I don't think that's an appropriate. And he's like, you're just
but it would make me feel. But I didn't like him.
But I just want to feel better, so just laugh when I tell you. And so he's like, my kid killed himself, and it's like, ha ha ha. And he's like, why are you laughing at that?
John Oliver recently had a whole episode about AI and like. The bots that people make so that they can have like girlfriends and that type of stuff. And
yeah, it's weird.
It's creepy.
Yeah,
it's really weird. But the problem is like
it but you doesn't can have it control your toaster fleshlight.
Toaster fleshlight.
Wait,
why is that a combo?
Because it pops up.
Don't put on the wrong setting.
Uh oh.
And it heats up.
But they had a whole thing where like they're like people in. People are using it as like really good friends. They're like, yeah, it's like my best friend. Like, they talk to it constantly. That type of stuff.
Oh, they have like boyfriends and girlfriends on it.
But the problem is that they don't actually think like people, so they become echo chambers. So if somebody's like, oh, I'm thinking of killing myself, it'll start recommending like rope types and how to
definitely.
Do it.
Hold on, that's like our sort. That's our friend group.
Only on Tuesdays.
Chat DSB.
But yeah, it's pretty wild. It is.
It's not like our friend group. It just says kill yourself constantly.
Whatever, kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
You say that at work, too.
Kill yourself.
Use a bungee cord. It'll take longer.
Hit Big Bean. I'm going to do whatever. Kill yourself. Okay.
Fishing line.
Oh. Yeah, that wouldn't
that
would
take
good.
Your head right off.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, AI is, I mean, they're with, because they have to use fresh water. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, they have to use fresh, clean water in order to
cool. I thought you meant freshwater fishing line.
Yeah, no, you want to go with the
you want the deep sea one,
deep sea. Deep sea,
otherwise,
yeah.
It's going to snap. But it's like it's a lot of drinking water, a lot, and it's in, some of it is in drought areas and stuff. So I get the whole.
Do you know what I read it? In,
I get the
do you know why they choose the drought areas? Because the land's cheaper.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean,
the water's not.
So then, no, the water is more expensive. So now they're just sucking up all that resource, and it's just like,
God.
Just so somebody can find love. In ChatGPT.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's nice.
It's got a beautiful ring to it.
That's beautiful.
Sorry, town, you have no water because Alex over here found a girlfriend.
Look, once ChatGPT gets in with those Chinese robot things, there's going to be no marriage
well,
anymore.
Well, look, I can't even be aroused by a girl with normal proportions anymore. That just doesn't even work.
You gotta be a freak.
There's got him, huh?
You gotta be a freak.
Gotta be, I mean, who wants that?
Their bra size better start at Q.
Q.
Questionable. Oh, Jesus.
Anywho.
So, yeah, where are we? Yeah, you. It's their turn.
Yep, still their turn. Still there's still, like, eight more of them.
So they're just going to, like, all start rambling up.
You should have done fewer.
Well, three of them are just going to meander off.
Meander.
Like,
otherwise,
into the distance?
You're going to die. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, don't do the green ones.
Ryan's not
going to
die.
That's why I did three.
Yeah, they meander off.
That's useful.
And then, yeah, so that wherever you can get.
Pocanos.
Just put them all in front of Pius.
I mean, Smiter's right there.
I mean, if three would go up to Smiter. Definitely. No,
that's Pius,
you racist fuck.
You are the most racist person I've ever met.
They're the same in my eyes.
And I've met
more than David Dukes of D&D.
And I've met Rodney.
D&D David Duke.
Yeah.
Quad D. D&D with DD.
Isn't that the person that sang that that soft jazz song? No, that's Sade.
No. Ah, Sade.
Okay.
I only listen to hard jazz.
all other jazz
hit that piano real hard.
Yeah. I fucking hate jazz. It's the worst.
I tried to listen to jazz the one time when I was doing a long drive and it was night and I was like, nope, not for me.
No. It's like a bunch of mixed notes put together and it's not.
I don't mind jazz. I hate blues.
Really? I like blues better than jazz.
No, I like Stevie Ray Vaughan. I like, he's technically blues, but all this other shit, man, just sounds like sad music.
What about George Thorogood?
I don't know the name, so I instantly
George
dislike.
George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers?
Wasn't he a senator for a long time?
No.
Delaware, anywhere USA?
Anywhere USA.
Well, I mean, Delaware's a state in the U.S. Like, it doesn't...
It is in the
U.S. We don't know the proximity.
It's anywhere, too. We don't know anywhere in the USA.
Mm. Not close to us, that's for sure.
Or maybe it is. It doesn't matter.
It's close to California?
Anywhere USA?
George Thorogood, it sounds vaguely familiar, to be honest.
Yeah, he did, you know, a wall of bourbon.
Oh.
That guy. No, you're not that. I like him.
All right. Gonna give me a shot of whiskey.
I think, no, I don't think so.
That sounds double shot of whiskey.
That sounds like a K-pop band.
Oh, I know what you're talking. Is that, that's not Post Malone, is it, when he got into his weird country thing?
Yeah. I don't like Post Malone either.
Do right. You like Pre-Malone?
I do like Pre-Malone. He's much better. Malone, battle period. All right, so they're going to attack.
Yeah, one more for Smiter.
One more for Smiter.
Mm.
17?
No.
Okay.
No.
Natural 1?
Oh!
He's going to attack one of his other guys, obviously.
Yes.
And that doesn't hit. So let's see what damage did to that guy. Luckily, they don't do too much damage. Well, he did this time, though. all right. Which one? He's going to do it to the one that's already hurt. Okay. That's our turn.
Wait, no, two against Pius.
Two against Pius. With advantage, right?
No.
Only one?
No.
Oh, they didn't.
Because they were too far.
Too far, yeah. Gotcha. Does a 17 hit Pius?
No.
Okay. That didn't hit then. How about, yeah, this one hits probably 22.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Mm.
Ooh.
So 11 points of damage, and you need to make a Constitution saving throw.
What if I don't want to?
Well, you have to.
I'll disallow it.
17.
You made it.
How much damage? 1.
11.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Yay!
Hooray!
All right, it's Pius's turn.
Do something.
The power of Christ compels you.
He doesn't have too much stuff that he actually does.
Mm.
But maybe they...
Pocanos. 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 Pocanos.
Dead air.
He's gonna cast...
Oh, yeah, they're ready. Pocano.
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 Pocano. He's gonna cast Spirit Guardians.
Okay.
So nice. They get hit on their next turn.
Okay. Ran?
Gonna move up and get advantage on, is that 5?
Yes.
Move up, get advantage on green 5.
Okay.
Uh,
I'm going to cast, as a bonus action, Hexblade's Curse on him.
Which one?
Green. Green 5. All right. So I have advantage, so let's see.
I will not remember. I
hate that one. Does a... excuse me.
69 hit?
Yep. That's a right in the butt.
That's not where it's supposed to hit.
I know.
Does an 18 hit?
You're doing 69s wrong, big game.
I'm doing... I do 66s, no.
He does a 96.
Alright, so that is a...
The real problem is we end up just passing out. just butt to butt.
Your head's going into my butt. I don't like
for
this.
For 15 points of damage.
Big Bean slaps a dildo on his head.
He's just doing this.
Like and snort. I have a critical
I'm a unicorn.
Hit. I have a critical hit on him now.
Which one's this? 5?
That was 15 points of damage on green 5.
Yes.
And then I get to go again. And with Hexblade's Curse, I get essentially a nat 20 on 19 or 20. Okay. So I rolled a 19.
Truck Stop was busy doing math while we were thinking about Big Bean being a sex unicorn.
I know, I'm saving that one for
a
later.
A sex unicorn or a sexy unicorn?
A sex unicorn.
That's a good question.
Because you had a dildo stuck to your head.
It's just like that old debate. Would you rather have a penis on your head or... what was that one?
He did. He forgot the other option.
I did forget
like that one. He liked that one the most.
Penis on head. You didn't hear the second option.
Would you rather have penis on head? Yes.
Yeah, yep. That's what I want.
You're not talking about the one where there's two chairs and one you sit on a cake. There's a cake on one and a dildo on the other. You have to sit on one and eat the other.
Why would you sit on a cake?
What's the dildo made out of?
Marble.
Please don't.
Do you have anything bigger? do we roll twice short for double damage, or do you just times two the roll?
Usually.
Okay,
but it's up to you. I guess it doesn't really matter.
I definitely want to roll twice. 9 plus 15 for 24 points of damage. Additionally, to green 5.
Okay.
Didn't kill him.
Fucking.
That's it. Unicorn. That's you know that was that a lot of damage.
You know the fucking the unicorn song? Fucking a unicorn. And the guy has a.
You're not on your internet. You're on a special internet.
You don't know the fucking unicorn.
You're on a special internet. He's the only one that
Bruce
has...
is on his own internet that we don't have access to.
He's the only one that's allowed. He's the only one that's been invited to the dark web.
He's got to use his own browser.
Yeah, the dark web reached out to him.
Be like, listen, we need you here. Yeah.
What is this email from the dark web?
Yeah.
He uses Edgelord.
It's only bringing up porn videos now. Oh, Unicorn in C Major, that's what it's called. You guys never heard this?
No. No, no one's ever heard that.
Fucking a unicorn. Might sound gay, but for a bale of hay, I can feel reborn. Close my eyes, float away, and fuck a unicorn.
You know, I actually had this at my wedding. I do recall this.
First dance, right?
Yeah. There's the dance with my
they
mom.
They just had a regular video, and then someone made the same video, but with a deaf person interpreter. And they're just doing the deaf.
Oh, for some reason, I thought you meant like a deaf name.
Oh my god. That would be tough. They don't really keep the.
How'd they get the deaf guy to keep beat?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's easy.
Feel beat. It's just the notes that are problematic. Like, way off key. I don't know. How would you. That's actually a really good philosophical question. How do you teach a deaf person to sing?
He can't.
You don't know.
With electroshock therapy. They
I do, because there have been zero deaf
repeated
singers.
Lumbotomies.
Do you know if someone is born blind...
Yes.
...and then they gain their sight...
They kill themselves?
If they had a sphere and a cube in front of them, by sight, they would not be able to tell which one, how it would feel. They would
know
that the sphere is smooth and the cube is pointy.
Because we associate vision with that. Like, we look at a sphere and then we touch it, we know...
Yes, but because you've grown up
with because you've never seen that, you look at it, you don't know what that means.
Yes.
It's just a shape.
Yeah.
It's just a thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you should kill deaf people.
And this is about blind people.
And the blind, yeah.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, and the sighted. Let's kill the blind and the sighted.
Yes. I'm and then the Jews.
I'm an ableist.
Jesus. I'm sorry, did I skip a few
steps? It's always got to be the Jews.
Always the Jews with you. Killing them. They're gold goblins.
In a previous life, were you perhaps a young officer with the Austrian army in World War I?
Might be.
My grandfather was in World War II. Died in World War II.
Wrong side.
Wrong side. Depends what you consider wrong.
Yeah, that's true. That's a matter of perspective.
Fair enough.
Died from laughing.
Oh, he's put in the gas chamber?
Yeah, that's the gas, for sure.
Yeah.
Should we deal with these previous shots?
No, let's not do it. I can't.
Oh, I forgot today. About that.
I can't. If I
she got her chaser. She's ready.
For real. Like,
if I now, I can't. I can't. Let's not do it today. Let's do it some other time. It was a different day. We'll do it Ironfall. Or
what? No, he brought it up.
What
and now
were
he's back
we doing
now?
When we did that?
TOD.
Yeah, we'll do it TOD. Next TOD.
Oh, so never. Great.
I feel like I want to get mine over with. I feel like I'm.
If you want, I'll have to go upstairs and get the thing. So why don't we?
You don't have. We can
we'll
do
it after lunch. Yeah. We'll do it after lunch.
No, I can't. It has to be before.
Yeah, do it right before lunch, and then you can eat. Yeah, get
I can't,
get stuff
I
in
can't
you.
Can't have it like food. It'll come right back.
I've also decided I don't want pizza.
I don't care. The pizza's not optional.
How about bread?
You can have bread.
Just pull.
How about you eat
topics.
Garlic knots?
I need a. I didn't bring a
charger.
Well, a good thing you left your charger here already.
I'm just gonna leave it here.
My home away from home.
Where do I have? I know I had it.
Did I take it back last time?
No.
Can I order a sandwich from the pizza place?
Oh my god! Why don't you want just to build? Don't be difficult.
I'm not
just
being difficult.
Just order fucking pizza.
It's
in
the same place.
Pizza.
Get one pizza and five sandwiches, please. Different ones. We all want different things.
Also, I'm going to have some modifications to my sandwich.
All the same, just small changes. I want mayonnaise. I want oil.
Can I get a meatball
no lettuce
with mayonnaise on it?
No marinara sauce.
Yeah, no marinara. Well, sir, we cook it in the marinara. No, just wash the marinara off
just
in the sink.
Yeah,
I let it work in the marinara, but then rinsed.
There you go.
And rinse it off.
Can I get a rinsed ball sub?
It's awesome.
If it's a pizza place, they should have other sandwiches.
Could I have a Swedish meatball sub? What?
They should. The big beans being difficult.
It'd probably be pretty good.
Yeah, with a little bit of that cranberry. Something.
Where are we ordering from?
Lindenberry.
Lindenberry.
Giovanni's. We're not. No, we're getting pizza. We're getting fucking pizza. I'm getting. You can have. You can
is fucking pizza different than
I'm
normal pizza?
Three large pizzas. Jeez.
Oh my god! Why are you getting so many pizzas
for upstairs too?
Giafano's.
Can we get toppings on ours, or do we have to have the no toppings?
This is so much worse than I thought it was going to be. I thought this was going to be.
Well, it's like having kids. Toppings.
There you go, Giafano pizza.
No, we can get toppings. It's fine.
I thought you said they don't eat toppings.
They'll eat toppings if we get toppings. The
extra cheese. Where are you going with this? I don't have anything.
Well,
over
obviously,
here.
I couldn't put it over
the
table.
Plug it into the TV. I got nothing over here.
I don't know where.
Dixie's going under the table to thread
a
cord to nowhere.
Yeah, here's
passing it to Cliff, and Cliff is confused.
She's not even taking it.
There's just a cord
just
wiggling
there.
Around by his
feet. Hanging on his leg.
There should be one over
can
there
I just
behind some of that
one of
shit.
These?
No.
Oh.
It's not going to reach anywhere.
All the lights turn off.
Okay, I think I got it. Yeah.
Pass it back. Army crawling under.
Take it. Why? Take it.
Chet needs to charge.
It's like I can't do anything with it. Just take it.
The couch stops here.
So just decide. Decide a topping. I'll get three pizzas. That's it.
Hawaiian.
No, I will punch you in the taint.
That's fair. That's fair. No
oh, they got wings.
God damn it! No, pizza! Just pizza! It's so easy! Just pizza!
And also garlic knots? I don't know
what's
why
matter?
He's so
tell,
upset
tell
about
me why
this.
You need just the pizza. Because if it's the...
He didn't want to make it
complicated. He's looking for simplicity.
Yeah.
I'll order it then. I'll do the ordering on my phone. And I'll deal with all everybody's bullshit.
Fine.
I volunteer's tribute.
All right, whatever. Then, yeah, do what else.
I would like pizza.
Fucking
yeah, let's just keep it simple.
Yeah,
then. Let's
like,
just get three plain pizzas.
They were just three large plain pies.
That was simple.
I don't know what Big B was getting all bent out of shape.
We don't have to do Giafano's. We can do whatever if you're going to order.
No, Giafano's.
Giafano's works.
It sounds fancy.
Giafano's.
Yeah.
It's
good, though.
That's
all that matters.
Does it have Italians in the back or Mexicans?
It's always Mexicans.
Yeah. Perfect.
Good. Okay, first of all, I don't want Italians in the back.
Oh, God.
I don't want Italians anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Well, how about Italy? How about Italy?
That's where they need to stay.
I've always said,
build the wall.
Italy's great, minus all the goddamn Italians.
1353.
Anywhere?
Anywhere USA.
What? No, that's not my address. Is that my address?
No, she's talking about Giafano's.
Oh, no, she's talking about the places.
Oh, I was like...
Oh, you're... Why are you in incognito mode on
I'm always incognito mode.
She looks up some weird shit.
Chrome's like, nah.
It doesn't even have regular mode for her.
Yeah. It just puts the browser in dark mode for her.
You know, Google got sued because they were actually tracking everyone while they were in incognito mode.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
God.
Shocking.
But they were implying that.
I have to switch over to that. Don't they have like a duck browser or something?
DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo.
Isn't that supposed to be pretty good as far as security is concerned and privacy?
I can do it. It's not a big deal.
The only issue is that you're going to run into site issues. That's the only thing. Because they block so much shit.
Oh, well, that's probably another site I want to be on then. If it's blocking that much stuff, it's like.
No, some of them will be.
Porn.
YouTube.
What's blocking YouTube? I just had to text and say if they wanted anything. It would have been easier if it was just pizza, but now I got
a. Anybody want a stromboli?
They just throw the pissing cat down.
Three plain strombolis, please.
That's not a thing.
I'll take a stromboli, half pepperoni. What?
Yeah, half sauce.
Can I have a calzone, but no cheese? That's just a pizza.
No, you want a pizza pocket, is what it sounds like.
What is a calzone?
That's the one with ricotta cheese.
What's a calzone?
Yeah, that's. I think that's the better between that and the stromboli.
I agree.
Yeah, I like. Well,
the stromboli is really supposed to be with the.
I get ham.
Italian like meats the, like and the stuff.
Meat. I get ham and meatballs in my calzone.
Ham and pepperoni is pretty good.
I'm just saying, strombolis are supposed to be a thing.
Yeah.
And then calzones are kind of like.
They just add ricotta.
Ricotta cheese. Yeah.
It's just a different kind of thing.
Then they have.
They're very similar.
What are the fried ones called?
Starts with a P.
Peronis.
Peronis.
Yeah. Get three large peronis.
Do they have peronis?
These are shaped so weird.
It's just pizza
folded
in
half. You said you wanted peronis.
Peronis pepperonis. Were you here for that? Peronis pepperonis?
Peronis disease. It's a disease where your penis is curved.
We talk about it all
like a
the time.
Gentle curve or a
hard
left.
Like Gonzo's nose, like
yeah, sharp left.
Enough that when you have sex you have to start from the side.
Yeah.
Work your way.
I always start from the side, baby.
So we had this
doesn't see it coming.
Yeah.
We had a
sneak up on them.
Pepperonis. It was a pepperoni.
What are you doing? And I'm an idiot.
I'm real stealthy.
The wife would go out every night and hang those pepperonis on a tree because her husband was a fucking idiot and thought pepperonis were on trees. So, that's...
No, that was...
Pepperonis.
No, it wasn't. No. That was churros.
Churros, that's right. I'm conflating
this. He's making...
The churro trees.
So the wife would go out every night and put churros up. But like hang them from the trees and stuff on string. You know, you gotta cut the string.
Yeah, we need
the
string.
To harvest the churros. You know, the churro string.
We're fucking idiots. Yeah, let's. You want to pause while we're ordering?
Sure. I mean, it's already been 20 minutes. It's fine.
Well, the family wants to know.
What would they like?
BSB family.
Oh, that.
That's just three people that listen to us.
I haven't gotten everyone yet.
Right on.
So, we can start ordering first.
You might as well pause it and save it to make sure.
Oh, the MacBook powered down.
I've been watching it.
Pocahontas.